Bills.
Yeah. That shit's funny. Oh, my God.
So, how's it going, man?
Yeah, man, it's going good. You know, we're out here. We're doing our thing, right? Yeah. So, like, it's been all right, you know, just kind of grinding away, working away. Underground artist shit, I guess.
So, I was listening to your music. I went back all the way to the bottom of your discography and listened all the way up on Spotify.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Man. So, I read through your bio thing, and it said that you tried focusing on, like, screamo people-pleasing rap for a while, and then you, like, drifted off from that. Like, what made you not want to do that and, do something else?
That's a really good question, man. I appreciate that. So really, honestly, I've never wanted to, like, when I started making music, I didn't start making music for any reason other than the fact that I'm just trying to express myself.
I see. Yeah.
You know, and it's very easy when you're an artist and you start getting in these studios and places and shows, and it's very easy to get caught up in, like, what people want to hear.
Definitely.
You know, because, like, there's this one, you know, that there's this one sound out that's popping right now. You know, it's like, there's your ticket right there, you know? So it's like, I would say I hadn't really made, like, fully, like, people-pleasing music. You know, I have some songs where it's like, all right, this could go in a lot of directions, you know? But yeah, no, I just had to kind of get real with myself and slow down, you know? Because, like, sometimes it's easy to treat this shit like it's a race.
Yeah,
and that's to win, man. That's the opposite of what you have to do, you know? So
is there any songs that you personally enjoyed making a lot? Because I know you said early on that you didn't really release your music much because you were kind of concerned about other people hearing it and figuring it out.
Yeah.
But, like, as you let it out, like, there must have been a time where you enjoyed making a song and, like, really...
Definitely.
Like, damn, that song hit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's funny you say that, actually. I have this one song... from when I was, like, younger. This is the only song I like from, like, before me being, like, 18.
Yeah.
It's called I Guess He Does Exist. It's, like, this... It's only on YouTube and SoundCloud and shit. It's for this contest, actually. And that song was, like... I didn't even really realize how hard that hit when I made it. Because, like, at the time, I was kind of, like, tone deaf.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, like, voice deaf, you know? And so I was just making music and, like, doing my thing. And I was like, all right. And I couldn't really hear the fact that was, like, way better than the others. You know what I'm saying? So, looking back on it, yeah, that's kind of why, looking back on it, I'm like, damn, okay. Like, that was kind of a banger low-key, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I'm really glad to say that, like, every song I make I enjoy at this point, you know? Because, like, I'm not tone deaf, I'm not voice deaf anymore.
Yeah.
I'm very realistic with myself. I know what sounds good and what doesn't. So it's, like, at the end of the day, like, if I'm not having fun making a song, I'm just going to stop.
So how did you get out of that rut? Like, how did you get to the point where you could listen to a song and know if it's good or needs work?
That's a really good question too. I would say it was really just kind of like a series of realizations, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really just like, it was kind of just like one day I was like, yo, I need to get real with myself, you know? Like, I need to really listen to myself here, because if I'm trying to promote my music, like, I'm just wasting my time, wasting my energy promoting something that's not the best it could be, that
yeah,
I know
definitely.
It could be, you know? So it just kind of, like, started with that. And then I started to really, like, try to listen to myself as not myself, you know, which is a really, like, one of the hardest things to do in music, I feel like. You know,
definitely.
I still can't just do that, like, on
Even
command.
Even with podcasting, I have to listen to the podcast and make sure that I would listen to it, like, myself.
Yeah.
Because if I won't listen to it, then why would I expect someone else to listen to it?
No, that ass, like, that's a really good point, for real. It's very easy for people to, like, it's very easy for people to judge somebody that isn't them, but it's really hard for people to look at themselves and think of them in that same box, you know?
Definitely.
Probably one of the biggest things I've learned so far.
Mm-hmm. You got the pearls on? Is that
I got the pearls on today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
This is from the Gold Gods. You can shop at your local Zoomies. Get some Gold Gods merch today, man.
I see you're tatted up.
A little tour here. Ooh, okay. I'll give him the tour. All right, so tatted up a little bit. I'm trying to get more tats, right? So right here, it says Leonard.
All right.
It's my mom's last name. It's my grandpa's hand signature. This right here says Reborn. Let me see if I can, like,
finesse it for the camera. Flip your phone or some shit.
Yeah. It says Reborn. That one is just a cool fucking font that actually one of my favorite artists, Dead and Detached, he made that, and I was like, yo, that's fucking sick. Oh boy, what we got next? I got Gush right here. So here we go. Okay, so when I was like 10, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of when I really like realized, like, yo, I want my story to be heard, no matter what type of story it is. You know, I just want people to know who I am. I want to be heard as a human being.
Definitely.
You know? And I started making like Call of Duty YouTube videos and shit. I was making some Minecraft videos too, that type of thing. And my username was Gush. So that's why I got that tatted on me, because that means like so much to me.
I want to get Shablambo on my forearm right here.
Hey! Yeah. That would be fire. Yeah. That would be fire for real.
I recently started making some Minecraft videos.
No way.
Yeah, I started streaming just for the hell of it, and then decided to, like, I do a, like, 5-hour stream and then cut it down to, like, a 10-minute video.
And, dude, yeah.
Usually about 5 hours worth of Minecraft cuts down to about 10 minutes worth of content.
No, dead ass, man, dead ass. That's fun, dude. I didn't know you did that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm also trying to beatbox next month. I'm going down to Virginia. I'm trying to compete.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, can we get a little sample? Or?
Yeah,
oh.
I got you.
Jesus Christ, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. This man just said, let me go off real quick. Dude, that's one thing I've never understood is how motherfuckers can beatbox, bro.
It took a long time to get to where I am.
I can tell, bro.
And even like, I'm still learning, like, so many people are so far ahead of me. Like, it's crazy. It's a whole, like, huge scene.
No, dead ass, bro. I've heard some crazy-ass beatboxing before, man. Oh, my God. Tap in with the boy if you're not tapped in, bro. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh, my.
So, what's your, like, main inspiration behind music making?
That's... Damn, bro. I love these questions. I've been asked kind of some whack questions before. I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
If I had to say there's a main inspiration, I would honestly say, like, I mean, bro, I just want to be heard.
Yeah.
You know, like, when it really gets down to it, like, I don't want to die unheard, and I want to be remembered.
So what are you trying to say?
Shit. you know, I think you know what I'm trying to say. but nah, man, yeah, like, that's... Really, when it gets down into it, like, I feel like everybody wants to be heard.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I'm a very like deep feeler in a way. You know, like, I whatever emotion it is, man. Like, if I'm a specific emotion, like, I feel that way very strongly.
Yeah,
you know, which can fuck me over, but can also be amazing.
Definitely.
You know, so I would say, yeah, like, I have this overwhelming urge, man. Like, every day my anxiety is based around this shit.
I see.
Every day I need to work. I need to put all of my effort, all of my love into this shit, which is what's really hard about it, is because you need to, like, I put all this pressure on myself, but you need to not, you need to slow down.
Yeah,
you know?
Can't expect too much of yourself. You gotta, like, take it at your own pace, but
exactly.
At the same time, you're not gonna get anywhere if you don't put in enough work.
Exactly. Exactly. It's crazy, man. This world is laid out in such a way where it's like, if you're here, then nobody cares about you. If you're here, then, oh, there you go. Yep. You know, like,
I started the podcast because I want to give a place for people to come on and, like, tell their story, because there's not many places where people can do that. Like, for a lot of, like, big people, like, famous actors, they get, like, 2 or 3 minute clips on, like, a news channel or something.
Right.
And that's not, like, that's not enough time to talk to someone and figure out who they are, so.
Dead ass, bro.
I'm trying to sit down with some people and smoke a blunt, you know?
Yeah.
Smoke a blunt here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know. Nah, that's mad respect, dude, because, that's awesome. Because, yeah, especially in upstate New York.
Yeah.
You know, like, we are surrounded by jack shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Binghamton is great for the music scene. I've been around here more and more as of lately, and motherfuckers are nice out here, you know? So it's cool. It's cool to be out here. Other than that, we got Ithaca has a great scene, you know, and Syracuse has a great scene. And other than stuff that's not, like, 2 hours plus away, that's really it. You know, it's not like we're in a big-ass city, so it's hard to get these opportunities, and that's why I really appreciate you inviting me on here, man.
Yeah, for sure. I saw you went live the other day. You were live for, like, a minute or two, and I just hopped in, and then I was like, well, I'm going to hit him up, because I saw you went to the Bundy and put that show on. And then I was listening to your music with Matt in the car the other day. I was listening to Higher Than a Bitch.
Hey.
And I didn't realize how hard that shit hit. There's so much going on that night that I, like, slipped by me, and then I was listening to it again. So I figured I'd hit you up, get you on the podcast.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, for real. Yeah, that track was very interesting when I was making it, you know? Because, like, believe it or not, that track, like, when I wrote that track, literally until I got in the booth to record that track, I had no idea what my voice was going to be like. Like, I went in there thinking I was going to record on some, like, 130 on the deck, but, like, with a little more aggression, you know? Yeah. Like, I can't do my voice right now, but, like, I never thought I'd be 130 on the deck, you know? Like, I literally discovered that screaming side to myself in the booth recording that, and then I started doing a lot more of it, so I'm happy I did it, you know? It
definitely hits. I could tell. I was listening through, like, the early vibes had, like, a low-key kind of, like, vocal fry vibe to it, and then once after that it was like screamo, like hype stuff, and then like the newer stuff was kind of like more chilled out, same getting back to the roots of it, but like still same kind of hype vibe, I guess.
Yeah, bro, thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like you give like great evaluations.
Yeah,
you know, because I don't have a lot of people that, like, you know, will take me in and we'll do a podcast and then, you know, like, really dive in. Like, I haven't been on many I've been on one fucking podcast, you know, other than this podcast. But, like, you know, I don't have, you know, it's great when somebody really cares about the meaning of the music, man. I appreciate it for real.
Definitely. I mean, what's the point of making music if you ain't got a story to tell, you know?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
So when you first started, how did you get into it?
Well, honestly, like, I was writing songs. I probably wrote my first, like, verse. Probably wrote my first verse when I was, like, 12.
Okay.
I'm 20 now, so, like, seven, eight years ago. I started writing, like, songs, like, in full length when I was, like, 13. But I was scared shitless to do anything with it, as you read in my bio, you know? Scared shitless, bro, because, you know, as I mentioned earlier from the YouTube channel, bro, motherfuckers, I was the target for they motherfuckers, roast. You know?
I had a channel in middle school and high school. They roast you.
Literally, bro. Literally. And it's like, it's a lot harder, too, when you go to, like, a small school. Like, I went to Homer High School, right? And my class was, like, what, like, somewhere between, like, 130 and 180, I'm pretty sure.
Have you heard of Spencer?
Yeah, Spencer
Van
Atten. Dude, you have the smallest school of us all. Holy shit. How big is your class?
60, 70 kids.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that must have been rough, bro. Fuck. Yeah, now, Spencer, I was out. Spencer, last time I was out there, I got tattooed a few years ago.
You?
Jacoby, his name is. He at the time, he worked with it was a shop right on Main Street. It was a new shop. He had opened up a shop.
Okay.
But I can't fucking remember the name of the shop, unfortunately. But I'll get back to you on that. Yeah. I don't even know if he's really still, like, what he's doing, if he's tattooing. We haven't really talked in a while, but, you know, hope he's doing well. All right, we're going to have to take an ad break.
What do you do other than music? Do you just...
Other than music, honestly, bro, it's music, work. I work at Zumiez Syracuse. Stop in. Destiny USA.
Damn, that's a fire job to have.
Yeah, it's fun, for sure. You know, it's fun. But... Yeah, I mean, like, other than that, like, I skate a little bit and shit, you know, but it's mainly just music and work. Like, as far as the work life goes, like, I was at the Ithaca Zumiez for about 3 years, a little over three, actually, and store ended up closing down, and so I transferred over to Syracuse Zumiez, and...
Wasn't that in the Ithaca Mall?
Yeah, yeah.
The Ithaca Mall kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. it's pretty bare at this point. If it was downtown, bro, like, it would have so much more traction. Like,
definitely.
You know, because I can understand how it would be easy for a company to look.
There's just not a lot of stores in there. Like, all the little stores have their own places, like, in the commons and such, but...
For real. Nah, for real. Like, there's really jack shit in there. There's, like, a Dick's and a Best Buy and a, Annie Ann's, you know, like.
What kind of philosophies do you have about life?
That's, thank you, first of all, for asking that question, man. Coming through with the best questions today, for real. That's a deep one. Well, for starters, I guess I'm just really, I'm really heavy on the stop caring about other people.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of people waste their time trying to impress other people or talking about other people, thinking about other people, even if they're not talking about other people. And it's just like, bro, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, you got maybe 80 years on this planet, bro. You know, like, spend your time how you want to spend it. You know, definitely. It's like, I think going along with that too, like, one of the big ones for me is, like, people to this day, you know, they still don't do what they want to do with their lives, you know? Yeah. We aren't living 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, where it's like, you know, your parents are going to fuck you up if you don't live this life, you know? Like, and even if that is your situation, you know, it's like, bro, we have so many resources available to us just to make what we want to make and do what we want to do. It's like, it's upsetting to me when I see people just go to college and they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going for. It's like, okay, well, what do you want to, like, what's your point being here? Like, definitely. Not to be, like, fucking, you know, I'm not, like, everybody has a reason. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just, like, dude, like, you should definitely figure that out, you know, very soon at this point, you know?
You shouldn't be spending this money if you don't know what you're spending it for.
Yeah, that's the whole other thing, bro. That shit is expensive, bro. There's a lot of shit you could go to college for that, like, you know, you can just find the same information on YouTube, mm-hmm. like, dead ass.
That's why I'm not going to college. I want to do this podcast for a living, and I'm already learning that just by doing a podcast, so.
Fuck yeah.
I need to go to school, learn how to hook together a mixer.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Like, this is, like, the entrepreneurial generation.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we're just doing shit so different, bro. Like,
I mean, I guess I don't know what else to ask.
Nah, it's all right, bro. We're vibing out here, you know?
Dude, you can't. I was waiting for you to ask. Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted it on the video or not.
It's all good. I smoke on this podcast. So.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'd be rolling a blunt if it wasn't for Guitar Center.
Deadass. Shout out Guitar Center Binghamton, for real, for real.
Yeah, they're vibing. Like, I come here all the time just to, like, look at shit.
Literally.
I don't even buy anything.
No, literally, bro. They support window shoppers. Oh, man. But nah, man, like, I appreciate the fuck out of you having me on here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm vibing, man. I don't got nothing to do. You know, well, I'm actually hanging out with my boy Derek here in a minute. But, you know, just chilling, bro. Binghamton is it's a pretty drive on the way down here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm from Cortland. So if anybody knows Cortland, you all know a lot about that, I'm sure. Sorry, I forget to keep speaking into this mic. But nah, yeah, Cortland doesn't have jack shit, so it's good when I get out into a city, you know.
Definitely.
So
even around here, there's not much. I think Ithaca's like the place if you want to do something.
Low key, yeah, low key, bro. And then you got Cuse, which is a fucking hour drive away, but it's like, hey,
I've never even been there.
Oh, to Syracuse?
Yeah.
Really?
My girlfriend's been there a bunch of times, but I've never been past Ithaca, really.
Wow.
Or, like, Drummondsburg is the farthest up I've gone.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what's up, man. Yeah, I mean, well, it's a town. It's a town for sure, you know. It's got its ups. It's got its downs. It's a great music scene. It's a great music scene for sure. You know, we've had a lot of great artists come out of upstate, you know.
Yeah, like, I heard that Snoop Dogg recently signed a guy onto Death Row Records from Buffalo.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy. He said it was, like, one of the biggest guys out there. He just pulled up and he was like, you're fire, hop on.
What?
Signed him.
Dude, that right there that's what it's all about. You know, like, getting those opportunities, you know, because it's very easy to get down on ourselves when we're making something, like, doing podcasting, we're making music, and it's like, fuck, dude, this shit isn't working. I've been doing this for so long. But it's like, bro, at the end of the day, like, keep making the best quality you can make and it will be heard and you will get those opportunities, you know? It's just about, like, being in the right place at the right time sometimes, you know? And it's, like, that's kind of the tough part for me living in, like, Cortland, Homer. You know, there's jack shit out there, you know?
Definitely.
So it's hard to get opportunities without making a drive, but that's fucking awesome, dude. That's really awesome.
I got to the point with the podcast where if it never takes off, I would be content just doing it and recording it because I just enjoy sitting down and talking with people. So, like,
me too, bro.
If I could do that for a living, that's dope. But if not, then I'll just keep doing it forever.
Bro, period. Like, It's just all about what makes us happy. Yeah, you know, what gets us through the day. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's not a whole lot of things I can't sometimes, you know.
But. I'm working on season 3. I want to do subscription episodes where you pay like $4.99 and you can get a bunch of episodes every month and listen to them and like exclusive content and such.
That is fucking, yo. Let me blow up the smoke so I can speak some facts. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great like model to do it that way. Like a lot, I feel like a lot of people don't understand like when they see, you know, a smaller artist charging for something, they're like, oh, what? Like, they're not even known. But it's like, bro, like, at the end of the day, like, we're the ones making this shit. We put so much money into this shit. I know you've put so much money into your shit. Like, it's just, you know, it's like we, at some point, we got to have some sort of return, you know? And, no, I respect the fuck out of that. For I think it's a good model, you know? Because then you got other people charging, like, hella for each episode, you know? Yeah. Okay.
My plan is to, like, all the feature episodes like this one, they're going to be public for anyone to listen to, but, like, the chilled episodes where it's just me and the boys talking about some crazy shit, it's, like, kind of low-key, those are going to be subscription.
Fuck yeah.
And it's, like, I don't want everyone to subscribe to the podcast, just people who are, like, really into it. Because that way it's, like, I get genuine listeners and, like, genuine people who are going to, like, consistently listen and pay for the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Than someone just trying to, like, give me $5 and...
And just be on their way.
Yeah.
I feel you. No, I feel you. Yeah, making like fans versus followers, you know, type of thing is what I'm. Yeah, is what I'm hearing, bro. That's a whole nother thing too, bro. Like fans versus followers, you know. Like I'm very happy to say I have like a great like small fan base, you know, and good amount like of followers that you know when I pop up and they'll give it a listen or whatever. But yeah, dude, having a fan base, that's what it's all about, you know. Like we don't even have to make it crazy big. I mean, we don't have to be household names to make a living off this. You know,
Definitely.
If we have a fan base, you know, that really rocks with us, and, you know, if we do our thing, we make merchandise, we sell whatever it is, you know, I'm like, we'll get there. So it's cool, man. I've lately, like, kind of off topic, but lately I've been, like, just having a lot of realizations, you know. It's been a very crazy last, like, 3-4 months for me. And I've just been able to slow down a lot, and it's really helped me out, man, because, like, it's, I was just moving way too fast. Like, my brain was moving too fast for what I could physically do, bro. Like, I mean, like you witnessed firsthand from me being an hour late today, like, I'm fucking tired, bro. Like, every day, you know, like, I'm tired, and I'd get, like, you know, 4-6 hours of sleep on the days that I work, and it's fucking tough, bro. It's tough to keep the shit going.
Homer to Syracuse has got to be rough just for... The job.
That in itself is just, that in itself is draining, bro. That's like 1.10 hours each day.
And the gas money you take out of your paycheck for it, it's got to be like a third of it.
Oh, bro, it's close. It's close for sure. Like, I'm a committed motherfucker to Zoomies, bro. Y'all remember that. When I get committed to something, I'm committed, man. And until I get a reason not to be, you know, that's when I try to cut it off. But, hey, Zoomies is a great company, bro. So I'm glad to be working with them for real. You know, I've been with them for fucking 3.5, almost 4 years now. A lot closer to 4, and they've really actually expanded my career in ways I didn't even think they would, you know, like,
how so?
Like, I mean, the biggest one, honestly, would be just talking and being social, you know, like, when I first, you know, I got my job at Zoomies when I was 16, right, and, you know, I was just this kid who would, like, do the little projects, you know, we had, but our big thing is helping out customers, right? Because we love our customers. We're trying to do what we can.
Yeah.
And just talk to them, just make genuine conversation with them. And motherfucker, I was not good at that, let me tell you. Because I wanted to work at Zoomies so bad because I loved the culture, I loved their vibes. I wanted to essentially be like them in a way, you know, but it's like I wasn't there. So learning like through the tools they have, even like you wouldn't think it would literally make you like able to go to a show and not fucking have crazy anxiety about it, able to go network with all these people, able to like I just went to New York City a few weeks ago to meet up with the A&R. Like, bro, like if I didn't get the skills that I had working at Zoomies, like I would be a little bubble not trying to do that shit.
I feel you.
You know,
did you first time you ever met someone like sort of famous, did you get like starstruck from it or like?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of like the first person I met who was like kind of famous. Oh shit. Okay, so if we're bringing it back to like the first person I really met who was famous, it'd be Whit Lowry.
Okay.
And that's a whole. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but. That's a whole nother story in itself. Whit Lowry is actually like the number one artist who really inspired me to create what I'm creating and what I first specifically started creating when I started making music. literally my number one inspiration, honestly. Probably Will Lowry. But I met Will Lowry. I got, like, VIP tickets to his show.
Nice.
You know, it was I was, like, fucking 16. Just flabbergasted, bro. Flabbergasted, no cap. Because, like, this is the dude I've listened to, like, thousands of hours of music from, you know?
That's how I was with beatboxing. The first time I met a beatboxer, we went down to Pittsburgh for a beatbox workshop. And we were joking on the way down because we made, like, a four-hour drive just to this, like, little workshop that they were having. And we'd watched them on YouTube for, like, 2 or 3 years prior. And we showed up and did the workshop. And they were like, we're going to get some food. You guys trying to come? And we were like, yeah. And then we told them that we drove, like, 4 hours for this. And they were like, oh, dude, you guys don't got to drive back tonight. Come back to our place. Then we went back to Napalm's place. And we stayed the night with him, Villain, and Bokota. And it was crazy.
That's fucking awesome.
And since I, like, went to his house and, like, got to see that he's just a regular dude like me, it was, like, nice when I met other people at other events that were bigger than him. And it's just, like, I can easily talk to those people because I know that it's just the same as, like, meeting another person, you know?
Yeah. No, literally, bro. Like, that's awesome, first of all. Like, that is so fucking sick. But, no, I feel you, dude. It's, like, I feel like it's easy for people to look at people with some sort of, like, significance to their name and be like, oh, this person is worth more.
Yeah.
You know, this, like, what? No, the fuck they're not, bro. Nobody is worth more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Nobody's worth less than anybody else, you know? So it's, like, when you can get that perspective, like, that's fucking so cool, dude. Because, like, I feel like that in itself, you know, that probably, like, gave you a lot of perspective, you know? And, like, I know for sure that would give me a lot of perspective, you know, to have an opportunity like that. But yeah, man, it's interesting, man, because it's like once you get to a certain point, it's like people start looking at you as a whole different person. It's like, bro, I'm the same fucking person.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that people know me now.
Definitely.
You know, it's like, that's sick, though. That's really cool. That's a story and a half.
Mm-hmm. So what are you working on now? Like, do you got anything you're planning on releasing soon? Or
I do. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm in a bit of a limbo of if I want to release these specific three singles as an EP or as singles. I've been telling people it's an EP. I don't want nobody to get mad at me. I don't want to miss a timeline, too. You know, that's a whole nother thing. I definitely got some stuff very, very soon. June would definitely be the month for drops. And moving through the summer, I'm definitely dropping other shit.
Where do you primarily drop songs at, like YouTube, Spotify, or?
Yeah, I drop songs everywhere. YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music. Everywhere you can listen to music, I'm on there. So check the boy out, J-A-C-U-H. Oh,
it'll
Lord.
It'll be linked. Don't worry.
It'll be linked. You can hit that shit. But yeah, no, I drop music everywhere. And so sometimes, though, like, if I make a little something that I'm not confident in, like, I'll just drop it on SoundCloud and not really say shit about it.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for the SoundCloud, you know. But yeah, no, it's fun, man. You know, dropping music is there's making music and then there's releasing and promoting music. And it's like you really have to separate yourselves for those processes, you know.
I feel like that's why big artists hire managers and such to do that for them so they don't got to worry about marketing and getting the word out about their shit.
Period, bro. Like, period. It's so time consuming, dude.
Yeah.
So time consuming. Like, as soon as I'm able, like, financially, to bring on a team of, like, editors, you know, videographers, like, basically on fucking salary, like, I'm gonna do that, you know, because it's like, dude, I did not sign up for this shit to be recording videos to my songs and then editing them and then all this shit more than I'm actually making music. So it's like, dude, as soon as I can afford that, I'm just making hella music, and then that's when it'll really pick up with, like, in terms of quantity, but the quality, of course, will still be up there because I'm still spending my time on it, but.
That's why I hired Matt for the podcast, because I don't really have, like, I can edit, but I can't edit, like, phenomenally, and that's what I'm trying to get out there for the podcast, and Matt can do that, so I hired him to do the Napalm and Hershey podcast that I did in Atlantic City.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty lit. Like, they set me up with a studio and shit down there, and, like, microphones and, like, a little 8-channel recording box, and
that's
like, got it all done there and took it back to home and edited it, and it was pretty fire.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's so sick, man. That must have been, like, a fun little drive, too, you know?
I went out there for the American Beatbox Championships, and it was a crazy 4-day event in itself, but it was like the first trip that I went by myself somewhere and, like, planned it all by myself.
Right.
It was pretty crazy.
But, that's what's up, bro. Yeah, it's that shit gets... That shit flares up my anxiety when I think about going somewhere far away by myself, bro. Yeah. You know, like when I went down to the city a little bit ago, like I had to bring my boy because it's like.
I went with my girlfriend to the city not long ago for another beatbox event.
Nice.
And we got to the Washington Bridge, and we crashed the car on the Washington Bridge. Like, airbags went off and everything. Car was total.
Yo.
And then we had to call the cops, and then the cops got the car off the bridge and then left it right there on the side of the road and then told us we had to figure it out. We're 4 hours from Binghamton, so we can't just, like, tow it back to the house.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out how to get a tow truck there. We waited all day for this tow truck to show up, and then he gets there, and then he wants, like, 800 cash, like, up front or on Zelle. And who the fuck uses Zelle, bro?
What the fuck yeah. is that?
So, we give him, like, 300. It's, like, all we had.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I need to record a video of you saying that we can only keep it on the lot for 2 days. So, I recorded myself saying, you can keep this on the lot for 2 days and put it on the street after that, because that's all we paid for.
Yeah.
And so they did that, but the insurance company picked it up in time and paid us and shit. But it was a whole process.
That sounds like hell, bro. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then I had to stay at another beatboxer's house there because they were all I knew there.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God, bro. That's, oh, and you're in the city?
Yeah.
That's the worst part. It's like you're already not at home. Yep. Like, oh, dude, I would be dying inside, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
And then the cop, he didn't think that we were he didn't know what we were doing there. And he went up to me and he was like, what are you doing? And I told him I was a beatboxer. And he's like, well, you don't look like a beatboxer. I'm like, what's a beatboxer supposed to look like? And I had to drop some beats for him to believe me.
Yo, did you like him?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So my girlfriend has a thing with taking traffic cones. She just sees somewhere. So she'll just pick it up, throw it in the back of her car and go. And so she had, like, three traffic cones in the back of the car. And the cop, he was like, mind if I take a look in here? Just opens the door. Didn't even wait for us to answer. That's, like, unlawful search.
Yeah.
So he did it. And he went in. And he's like, are those traffic cones? She's like, yeah, my uncle works in construction. And he's like, whatever. So this guy had a real sketch idea about us.
This dude is like, oh, beatboxing, bro. I better search him.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't have a registration on her. Because usually out here, the cop can just, like, run the plates, get the registration. But he didn't want to do that because he's in the city. And he's like, I don't want to run your registration in case you got anything on your record. Then I'd have to arrest you and we'd have bigger problems.
Right.
So he was just trying to avoid it entirely.
Motherfucker, bro. Oh, my God. I have a lot to say about the cops, but I think I will not say what I'm thinking right now.
It's all good.
We love the... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Fuck 12, man. Fuck 12. Y'all be doing some whack-ass shit, bro. I've been fucked over by the cops way too many times. Y'all be acting like you're lawful and shit. I mean, listen to my boy's story right here, man. I don't even have to get into my stories. That's, like, the same type of shit that happens every day. It's like, bro, come on. Come on, bro.
Discriminating.
All right. That's all. No, literally, bro. How you gonna screw us over like that? Fuck.
Well, you got anything to plug before we close this out?
You know I got stuff to plug, man, over here. Right. I am Jaka. I am not Jaka. I am not Jakos. I am not Jaku. I am Jaka, J-A-C-U-H. You can find me anywhere, Instagram, J-A-C-U-H-X. If you want to fucking just text me and be my friend, do that shit, man. I love talking to people. I just want to make people happy, so that's all I got.
Bet. All right. Well, I guess we can wrap this up.
Hell yeah.
This has been Highly Intelligent with Jaka. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one.